And so here we are, worldwide live through BBS Radio Online. Thank you all for being here, and thank you, BBS, for making this possible. This is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call, and we have a bunch of people on the phone line. We had more people joining here in the last minute. I welcome you, and if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Raiden Knight in Sedona, Arizona.
Hello, Raiden Knight. Welcome back. Still in Arizona. Good to have you.
All right.
And who else joined in? If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi's and everyone. This is Shirley from Columbus, Ohio.
Our favorite
Hi, Shirley.
Shirley.
Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hello, Shirley.
Okay. Hi,
Hello.
Shirley.
All right.
Hi, this is Patty, San Jose, California.
Hello,
hey,
Patty. Welcome to the call. How are you doing?
Hi, Patty.
Hi. Glad you could make it.
Santa Fe, California. Right,
yes.
Patty?
Is it raining?
I live in California. I didn't know California had a Santa Fe.
Is it raining
San Jose.
There?
I'm Morgan in California.
I've been there. All right.
Hello, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
Hi, everybody. Good.
Hi.
Hi, Morgan from California.
Ooh.
Good evening, Morgan. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Downs. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Welcome
Don.
Back.
Hey, Don. Hey,
Don.
And I welcome the next call. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your name and location.
Hello, this is Edna. Hello.
Hi, Edna.
Good, Fräulein.
Hi.
Edna, we're gay.
Ganz gut, danke schön.
All right. Good to hear your voice again, Edna. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I'm back.
Hello, Edna.
Glad you're here. Right.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just have a question. Who left a special plate of brownies on the table?
I don't know, but I'll give you my address.
Must have been me. I'm always making brownies for crowds. That's what the rest
we had another call joining Rock and Roll. Same location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
Probably thought it was a baking show after I said that.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Bob, Robert Chico.
I think we're here. Bob. Hi, Bob. My neighbor.
How you doing, Oz?
Great,
hey,
man. Thanks for being here.
Robin Gondor.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, sending you all loving kindness. Hope everybody's well.
Hi. Thank you for being here. Is Ronnie with you?
Not today. She had to go do a massage.
All right. Well, good for you. For your wallet. Thank you for being here. And say hi to Ronnie when she comes back. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. If you want. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Eric in Santa Fe.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the call. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks,
hi.
Hi,
Eric.
All right.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey,
welcome to the call.
Hello,
Lynn.
It's Jim.
It's
Sedona Jim.
Yes, it's I.
It's Terry on the line.
Welcome. Vin,
thank you.
Terry has not been here yet. No.
Hi, Wynn.
Jim.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Wynn.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
You're getting too popular.
Hello, hello, good evening.
Wait, I said hello to Whip first.
Did you already see Terry?
Terry should be on the line by now.
She was going to take
him out. Well, she isn't.
You want to go give her a nudge?
When, you want me to go in the other room?
Well,
I'll bet she'll be on by the time I get there.
How much do you want to bet? I'll bet you $5.
No, I'm not a betting man.
Okay.
Well, I'm not a betting man for a lousy $5.
There you go.
Oh, okay, you want to bet $10? But hurry up, get in there.
Hello, Terry. Come back, Jim.
Good morning. Hi. I'm afternoon.
Good morning or good night, Terry. Thank you for being here.
Good day, Terry.
Hi.
Hello.
Terry goes through a day so quickly, you know.
All right.
You know, I want to mention that all of that birthday stuff, that everybody giving little donations for Terry's credit card, it made her feel so good and so cared for and, like, appreciated. It was amazing. So keep it up.
You're most welcome, Terry.
We'll be left after the first.
Thank you, everybody.
You know, Terry's like a trooper. She never looks back. Okay, which is good. Okay. You know, I don't look back either. You know, Jim, are you there?
He's still looking for Terry.
Yeah, Jim, good.
You still looking for Terry, Jim?
No, he's there. Jim's there.
No, Terry's there.
Terry's there. You say, but
I have no idea where I am.
Ring around the rosy,
pocket full of posies.
Jimmy, you missed out on some easy money.
Yeah.
You hear that, Jim? All right. Okay. Well, let's see here. Well, nobody's ready, so we can start. And
all callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
You notice how we flow into this? It's almost like it's not linear. I wish we didn't have to stop linearly, but we do because we're on BBS's time. But, you know, it's 6 o'clock and nobody pays any attention, and now it's like 4 minutes after 6. It's not like normal broadcasting, is it? It's like, let's just flow, and everybody's having fun, and the world's going crazy, and we're having fun. It's just like, what? You know, it wasn't that hard. It's simple, isn't it? Except...
Vin, you're going to start the recording, okay?
Wait, am I being profound now?
Yeah, you just sound too good to be true.
I sound too good to be true. All right, let's start the recording. Okay, hang on.
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, you know, this is April 29th. Tomorrow is the last day of April. You notice how fast these months are passing? My God. You can't let time slow down. You don't get to have time slow down if you're on these calls. At least I don't. And it feels like, you notice how the energy from one call, it starts out, you come into a call, and you have this great experience. Then you come into another call, and you have this great experience. And then the energy of the call starts to flow in between the space and the call. And it's like you're always in that zone. In any case, one of the things I said after Monday's call was I was going to give people a chance to share some of the things they do to help themselves be centered. You know, there are a few things that we talked about. We talked about, of course, I can't remember now. If I was really going to be on my toes, I would have made notes. Hi.
You know what, Wynn?
What?
Wendy from Vancouver, she came on earlier. She said she listened to the recording from Monday, and she did the experiment with the water. And she probably wants to share it. You mind?
Yeah, okay, come on, let's go. Here we go.
All callers are unmuted.
Hi, Wendy.
Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. Yeah, I was saying that I went and got the glass of water as suggested, and by the way, it was water that I had love written on the side of the jug that I keep the water in. And anyway, the glass of water, I had it sitting on my desk, so it was very stable, and I had my arm resting on the desk as well, and then I clasped my hand around the glass, and the top of the water just started vibrating like crazy. And nothing was moving. And I did it again. I removed my hand. The water was completely still. Put my hand back, clasped around the glass, and it just started vibrating, and it kept vibrating.
Well, what happened when you drank the water?
Well, I didn't. I did take a drink of the water, and I didn't feel anything particularly different, but I was feeling a lot of love already from the call. I was already in that state.
Great. Okay. Thank you for sharing. You know, one of the things that we didn't mention, nobody mentioned, which I'm surprised, is Hives, what's your favorite way of getting a Dallas?
Okay. What's that?
What's your favorite way of getting a Dallas?
Getting embarrassed.
The cat out,
don't tell us. I'm not going to ask you about your personal life. Never mind.
Can't embarrass me.
I'm embarrassing you. Who else? Anyone else have anything they do to get in balance when they're out of balance?
Yes.
Or to get more in balance? Who is that?
Okay. Yes. Yes, I do. I like to listen to solfeggio frequencies. And I've taken it a step further. I will listen to solfeggio frequencies at night at bedtime, all nine of them. And what I do is I play the song goes through water, and then I drink the water.
All right. You know, just last week I was on YouTube. And I was, like, discovering that. Anyone wants to try this, go on YouTube and look up solfeggio, S-O-L-F-E-G-G-I-O. And you'll see numerous videos posted that are playing music with those frequencies. Would you like to explain to people that don't know what solfeggio is?
Yes, they are the frequencies that are based on sacred geometry, goes back to Pythagorean times, but they were used in the ancient Gregorian chants, and they're based on a musical scale of 432 hertz, that is cycles per second, named after the German physicist Hertz. But what happened when they changed the musical scale in the 20th century from 432 to 440, music somehow lost its spiritual connection. These frequencies, there are nine of them, but they correspond to the chakras of the body from the feet to the head. I can tell you where to get them free of charge. It's attunedvibrations.com. And I've actually downloaded them. I have them on an Android, and I play the Android at night. And so it works on an Android. I also have them on a laptop as well. But you can also do really interesting experiments with frequency. But what happened was one of the reasons why the Christian church had its power is because of these frequencies. They resonate with your DNA. But the Gregorian chants had these in they were integrally related to the old Gregorian chants, and they were intoned, and they imparted people with a power. The higher frequency, I believe it's 936 hertz, is supposed to attune people to a higher knowledge channel, and the 528 is supposed to repair DNA.
Okay, guys, you know, I don't know how to do it. Give it a try. Let's hear what happens.
So it's attunevibrations.com, and you can download frequency generators and generate them locally on your laptop.
Okay, can you hear me now? All right, coming in. Hello, guys?
Hello?
Hello?
Yep,
hello.
I hear you.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, all right. Anyone else have anything they do to help them get in balance? Like take a walk.
Is what I do.
Have frequency.
What do you do, Donna?
I just take a shower, and normally when I'm showering is when I'm conversating with the Creator. You know?
Okay. All right. You know, there's something, now that you mention it, there's something I do, which I hate to say it because other people can't do it. But we have an ozone machine, and I have this ultrasonic, it looks like an ultrasonic jacuzzi. And I've had this for years, and it totally massages my body, totally energizes me. It's unbelievable that anything could be that good. The company that makes these devices they were really expensive. They were $1,200 20 years ago, and they don't even make them anymore. They're a Japanese company. So, but luckily mine is still working. So I shouldn't have said it because other people can't duplicate it unless they come here. You know, maybe we'll start a clinic and people can take a bubble star. For those who needed bath water. But anyone else have anything they don't?
This is Edna. So I was going to talk about I do walk too, but when I'm walking, I'm just very, very present. And it's almost like a meditation walk, which I have been doing for the last hour or so. Yeah.
Oh, you're walking now, huh?
I'm walking right now, yes.
All right. We're with you on your walk. What do you see? Are you in your neighborhood?
No, I'm at the track. It's a school field area, and it's lots of green. It's beautiful.
Okay.
It's just me here.
Edna, you're so healthy. Pat. Notice we're getting real authentic wind from Washington State, okay?
Exactly. So, Everett.
Now, what is that? Is that you, Edward?
It's not me.
Is that you? Okay. Okay, we're going to mute everybody. Okay, here we go. Wait a second. Mute?
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, so, Terry, are you there, Terry? Hello?
I'm here.
You're there, okay.
I'm here, yes.
All right. And did you take a nap?
I did.
Uh-huh.
I'm sort of relaxing because I finished my taxes finally.
Oh. I thought it was because people send you all that money.
Well, it wasn't. I'm not relaxing because of that, but that's bringing me a lot of joy.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see here. Let me open up the questions for the day. And we have some really good questions. And, you know, we have somebody that came visit us, he decided to see if we were really the same in person as we are on the phone. His name is Raiden. Raiden, are you there? Do star six. Oh, Raiden.
He is with us.
He's with us? I know he's there.
He called Raiden. In, yes.
Yeah, are you there, Raiden?
Star
six. Hang on. Raiden, where are you?
He's in Arizona.
This is in your backyard. In the garden.
Okay. Wayne, can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you now. Okay.
Yep.
So, are Jerry and I as corny in person as we are on the air?
Oh, you're very authentic.
We're authentic?
Yes, you're very authentic.
Why don't you answer the question? I said, are we as corny? Oh, well, that's okay. You can stay authentic.
Yes.
We are, okay. Now, you know, we always tell people who they were to everybody in their past life. That doesn't mean it's true. Should I tell them who you look like and who you think you are?
Well, sure.
Okay. All right. Now, he actually acts like this person, okay? I looked him up. I looked the guy up on the internet, and I'm probably going to fix Raiden up with Ariel. Raiden lives in Taos, New Mexico, and he gravitates towards cows. He's kind of like a wild and woolly, like, let's get it going guy. And he thinks he was Kit Carson, okay, of the old West. So I looked up Kit Carson, and I read about Kit Carson. He does look like Kit Carson, and he does have that kind of spirit that could get on a horse and ride into the Indian villages. And he was like kind of a heroic guy, Kit Carson. So we get the most interesting people on our calls. And it doesn't mean he has to be Kit Carson. Some people say, why isn't anyone not famous? Why is everybody famous? Well, everybody had not famous lives. Everyone, most of your lives are not famous. But you can't figure out who you look like if you weren't famous. You got to be famous to look like somebody. And even famous people aren't famous every lifetime, not hardly. They have a lot of regular lives, but probably the regular lives, if you meet someone from a life that you were a grocery clerk, okay, and maybe you'll learn about that life as a grocery clerk. She was the clerk in the next booth, okay? So then that would make it a significant life. But it's like when I first met Daphne, I asked them, did we have a past life together? And they said, well, it was in France. You were selling things, and she helped you, okay? That's all they said, all right? So I said, okay. But there was more to that, but that wouldn't have been worthwhile for them to tell me. It would have been counterproductive, okay? Because you have to be in the resonance of the talents of a particular life where it's valuable to know about that life. Otherwise, it just seems too crazy. So in any case, All right. Thank you, Ray, for saying hello. And
thank you, Ray.
Letting everybody know that we passed your test and we're just as corny in person. And
all callers are muted.
All right, here we go, Terry. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we invoke a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an, and this is the 29th of April, 2015, and we are honored to be with you. We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator, and the love light, being in the love light, and looking within the love light, everything is good. Everything is balanced. And we're delighted to be with each and every one of you, and we take a moment and we connect with those that wish to be connected with. And we feel, we sense, we see your light. As each one has its, his, her own light. And each one is important to the whole. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. We have a question, first question from Marilyn Hausman in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we had a question. What happens if I have no one to greet me on the other side when I die? And the general question Marilyn is broaching is this idea of heaven. Because heaven is a kind of a loaded word that identifies itself with Christian belief systems. But we use the word heaven. But I don't think it means exactly the same thing. This is me talking, as the Christian idea of heaven, where you end up dying and go somewhere and you live happily ever after in this place with harps and dancing angels. Okay? So Marilyn says, were our sources referring to graduation only to the fourth dimension as a destination when you die? Personally, I have no desire to go to heaven when I die. To my understanding, Earth is the highest of the lower dimensions. Heaven is the lowest of the higher dimensions. This would be fourth dimension. It is my understanding that heaven has all the same dualities, good, bad, fighting, etc., as Earth. It is supposed to be so visually stunning that it is even more difficult to get out of than Earth. I've heard it referred to as the God's realm. God's realm? I don't know why she says it's no great honor. I heard it referred to as
You are distorted. Did you read the last sentence?
I've heard it referred to as the G space DS realm. It is no great honor. I had a personal near-death experience, and I went back to source. I believe there are many other galaxies or dimensions we can choose to go when we die. If our karma is clean, we have an open heart, we are free of earthly attachments. So why don't your sources talk about this? Are they only referring to graduation to 4D? If I'm all wrong about this, don't tell me. I want to continue to believe it. No heaven for me, thanks. Marilyn. Okay, Marilyn, I like your spunk. And just could we have a little discourse on the idea of heaven? And does everyone have to go there to get to the next place? Do some people bypass it? Is it in the fourth dimension? Is it a fourth dimension location? Is it a place where we meet our friends, old friends? And is it different than what happens when you go through the tunnel of light? Thank you.
Thank you. The tunnel of light steps up your light ability to bear light, to carry light, and steps up your frequency so that when you arrive at your destination, which can be heaven, or it can be higher than heaven, or it can be reabsorption back into God and into spirit, where the person is at and how much light they can carry determines where they will go. If you do not wish to go to heaven, it is not a requirement to go to heaven. One can go straight to a higher dimension or density. One can return to God if this is what they wish. It is important that the person knows that there is not a set routine or place. The heavenly realm is a place where many go, and it is a stopover point that can up your energy, up your ability to hold tight, to meet friends or to be worked with the angelic realm. And as you are worked with, then it becomes more clear who you are and what you really want. And from this point of healing and stopover, you can then be directed as you step up your energy to where it is that you wish to go. Some wish to come back into the earth realm. Some wish to go into the higher densities where they could work with a soul group, with the Elohim group, or with the Ra group. Some wish to go even higher and to be with God and to be in spirit. So do not worry that you are going to be forced into a mold. It is very open toward a person's own inclination, where it is they are seeking to go. Thank you.
Might someone choose to stay in the heaven realm for millenniums of time?
Definitely. They may choose to be there and work with people that are crossing over and help to debrief people who are moving into the heavenly realm and are in transition to either come back to the earthly realm or to move higher into other. We lack the words here in this realm. Stations may be another word. There are things that a person, tasks that a person can do in the higher realms, and they may take on a certain task in the heavenly realm, or they may move on to a higher realm, and when they are in the heavenly realm, they can be briefed on the possibilities that are open to them.
Thank you. Do some people have like what we would look like as a job in the heavenly realm? Like they just stay there because they like it. They like reading people, and they tend to hang out in that space.
Definitely. Well, for instance, when one goes to heaven, they may think beforehand that they are going to sit around playing the harp, or they are going to sit around experiencing love, or it is going to be one big love bubble. But when they get there, they are quite surprised to find that there are job openings, that there are ways that they can help. For instance, in the earthquake, many people crossed over in the Kathmandu earthquake, and it kept a number of the heavenly realm that is keeping them quite busy to work with the people as they're open to be worked with. One does not need to go through the tunnel of light. One can come straight there. If they choose to go through the tunnel of light, it is a step-up generator to increase their ability to handle light and to be at the higher frequency and to mesh with the higher frequencies. It is easier to do the step-up to go into heaven and then from heaven do another step-up to go into higher realms and to see what is available in the higher realms beyond heaven. Heaven is really a stopover point, although there are jobs available there.
And somebody has to have a certain state of evolution. Their DNA has to be open to qualify for how high they're potentially going, yes?
Yes. How much light they can hold, how much their frequency can be increased. As the realms are at different frequencies and one needs to mesh with the frequency of where they are going to be able to go there and focus in that higher realm.
Thank you. Next question is from, why would a higher power cause such grief and devastation in one of the most beautiful spiritual places on planet Earth? A place with so many spiritual teachers, exquisite shrines, monuments, artwork, sacred temples, and sacred sites that can never be replaced. Why here? A peaceful, gentle country of consciousness. Wait a second, I just want to say something there, Marilyn. The first thing is, why would a higher power cause it? I don't think we can assume a higher power caused it. It happened, but I don't think it's a higher power that caused it, okay? It might be a higher power that didn't stop it, and we can ask that question, but I don't think they caused it. So let's turn it over to our sources and and let them handle their question as they see fit. Thank you.
Thank you. We assume that you are meaning the earthquake at Mount Everest in Kathmandu and Nepal, in that area. We see that the earth was ready to move. It is not just man that is important and is focused upon in the mix of man and home where he lives and the ground, the energies, and when Earth is spinning and the various continents are to some degree adrift, then the spinningness can make motion and eventually move. It is a function of the Earth and the Earth's vibration. And it is looked at as a whole. We do not look at death as a bad thing. It is a transition. We do go in and help to be with the people who are suffering, and we feel their agony, and we are with them, and then the life cycle moves on. It is a part of the whole and the balancing of the energies of the area, and all is considered. The discomfort of the mountain at being out of balance, of having pressures brought to bear on it, and the release of those pressures.
I'm sorry, here we go. This is from Deb D. in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm going to ask her a question, and then I'd like to ask a little bigger question, which maybe we'll expand on a Monday call. I have heard and read a lot about using the violet flame to transmute negativity. One could put the flame around something or in the violet flame. Can the Elohim tell me if this technique works? And if so, how does it work? Thank you. And my add-it-all question is, I just want to say there's a lot of colors. Is violet the best one? Is it different for each person? Is it has to do with the area that one wants to transmute the color? There's something called different Kohans of the colored rays, seven rays. The Elohim is pink. So that's the bigger question. But can you just start out and address the violet flame? Thank you.
Thank you. Violet is composed of reds and blues, and they work together. The coolness of the blues moves through the person and through the aura, and they allow change. And what are they changing? The emotional state, frustrations, and emotions in, they are of the heart and tend to be of the reddish color. And so you have the cool blues moving to help moderate the emotional aspects. And not only that, but beyond that, the makeup of the frequencies that the person is experiencing. If you take an oil camera and you take a picture of them, it tends to show the colors and the emotional thing that states of the individual. So the violet flame can help calm a person down and open them to change and growth and to flow and to move with their surroundings without resisting their surroundings when that is appropriate.
Could a person do a study of color therapy, and if they desire to have a certain shift in their body, like they wanted more energy, they would bathe themselves in red. If they wanted healing, they would bathe themselves in green. Does that work?
That would help them, yes. Although red can be a color of emotion and anger. So they, depending upon the state they wish to achieve, could play those colors for themselves and experience those colors.
Thank you. Raiden asked the question, we know or we've heard that 12,000, 13,000 years ago, there was a devastation on the planet. Some people say the whole planet got flooded, that the ice cap melted, that there was an instantaneous transformation of planet Earth. And could you share what actually happened? Was it the whole Earth, or was it just a given area that was flooded? It seemed like the whole Earth to the people that were writing the accounts. And was it artificially produced, or was it a natural occurrence?
Thank you. There has been, well, we started kind of the end of the question. There has been an attempt by ancient civilizations to stabilize Earth. Earth has a tendency due to its spin and its position within the solar system and within the galaxy to be subject to motions, to movements. And there has been a building of, in ancient times, pyramids along certain ley lines to help stabilize the motion of Earth so that it did not flip or change poles so often due to its spin. It does correct itself after certain periods. However, we look beyond the solidity of Earth to the etheric energy that is within the Earth, and it can be stabilized by the consciousness of people when the people are in harmony with the Earth's surroundings. Earth undergoes traumatic experiences which are caused by the interface of humans. And humans do not realize that Earth is a living being. And it, in its rotation, tends to lag a little behind in some of the inner core, which holds energy of a slightly slower nature. And then at sometimes, for instance, when the astral part of Earth moved, but the core did not, it took some of the trees and the people and the animals and moved them very rapidly. There were areas then that became frozen suddenly. The individuals, there was a science, and they could tell when they expected this to happen. And there were certain places that, due to their location, did not experience that movement so rapidly or so profoundly. And it cut back the population of Earth, and Earth then gradually reset itself and repopulated. We do not say when this will happen again. We see that it is somewhat adjustable and somewhat variable, and sometimes it does not reset during certain circumstances. At other times it would have reset. For instance, at the interdimensional Nibiru, when it would pass into the solar system, it could trigger Earth, push a little bit to a reset, but other times it does not. And it is in the overall scheme of things similar to Earth changes, Earth movement, that then the person, the individual, can move into their transition and can use it for reset for their own lives. That is all we say at this time.
One question, if you want to answer it, is that, you know, there was a deluge that supposedly Noah was involved with, or there, and he was saving species. And one theory that people talk about is that the Enlil was provoking that deluge because he wanted to destroy humans.
Did not wish to stop it. And he considered that it had been wrong to create the population of Earth, but he did not understand that many of the people of Earth had been moved to Earth from Maldek after Maldek exploded, and the individuals were under great trauma and duress, and therefore their behavior was not commendable. And he considered the experiment with the humans, the creation of humans, to be a failure. And that he had the consideration that it is wrong to set up Earth in an unnatural way without what he considered an unnatural population. He did not have a deep, clear look at what was causing the upsets within the people, that people need nurturing and they need healing from their past traumatic experiences on Meldak and even on traumas on Earth.
Thank you. Just for your guys' footnote here, that idea that the souls of Maldek were brought to the Anunnaki human creation is something that we have come up with that is not really known in general. People do know, a lot of people believe that Enlil and Enki were the partial, you know, the creators of humans, the hybrids, is the Anunnaki. But it is not known that the Maldekian souls were brought into those new hybrids from Maldek, and that's something that we discovered here in our work. Okay, next question is from Margaret in New Zealand. Margaret, you know, I love you, man. I don't know why. I never saw you, never heard you on the line. But I can feel your energy, and I know we're making a difference for you. And I'm just so glad that we are. And she had been contacted in 1999 in a sleep by a guide with impeccable credentials whom I recognized instantly. And he asked me to enter into a correspondence with a man in the U.S. And now, after 16 years, I am in much confusion as to my guide's communications to me about this man who never contacts me in return. All the years past have caused me to devolve rather than evolve, considering I was a goodly person in 1999, having braved much darkness in the form of hellish illness. As an adult in particular, when my guide decided to contact me in 1999, the night after I read two books about him. Question. Is this story that I have contributed to for so long a great effort on my part due to the severe restrictions of illness and the need for fresh ideas so hard to find after thousands of emails sent, now finished where I'm concerned? Has my guide left me permanently now that he has attained what he wanted? The transformation of this American man with help from many others besides myself, and returned to his position, of which I know very little of. Has the American man found the heart of gold he was searching for in this young lady he met? I don't think they'll answer that. That's violating his free will. And so I think that what she's saying is she had a source talking to her, a guide that she identified as being positive, that really encouraged her to stay in touch with someone in the United States, and that during that time her situation devolved and she got sick, and I don't think the man responded to her. I'm not clear if she was hoping for a romance with this person of some sort, but in any case, the guide has not been communicating with her, and she would like some clarification. Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. We see that what is needed is for you to consider your needs and to open up to what could fulfill your needs without fixating on one avenue of potential fulfillment. It is nice to be able to anchor to something to give your God the credibility that this is something that was meant to be and would work out to the favor that you would wish, and to put your desire for fulfillment in that one basket. However, your guide is not totally of knowing all of the issues and only knows part of the issues concerning the man in the States, to see the yearning of the man in the States and to see your yearning and to see their match. However, that the overall look did not have the trajectory to bring it to the fulfillment that you wanted, as the man in the States was looking for fulfillment, but he is very far. And we take a look at you and we see your desire to have a person to rely on, to trust, a stability that you know is helpful to you, but your guide is not totally infallible, and your guide also has moved on for the time being. It's possible that some time in the future, since you were so close with your guide, that you may reestablish connection with him, but to fix on it and to leave other avenues out is to move the relationship with your guide into a stateness that in the future can may not lead to the best relationship with your guide, as you need to understand your guide and to set your guide free, and your guide, as he is in his freedom, may come back. But if you fix to it, then it does not allow him the growth that he needs. Or to fix to the person in the States does not allow the person in the States the growth that he needs and the freedom that he needs. And ultimately, it does not allow you the growth and the freedom that you need. You need to be more liquid, to be more attached to the things that are within your current sphere that can bring you fulfillment.
Thank you. That is a great answer. And we have Bonnie, who we didn't ask tonight. We have, let me see, Sija. We didn't ask her tonight. And so
goodbye to BBS.
Goodbye to BBS. And we're going to end this call. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you for asking questions. Thank our sources for being here and helping. us and thank Terry and Hise and everyone who makes these calls possible. And we will see you Sunday. Okay?
All callers are unmuted.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye, Oakland Deals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love to all.
Thank you very much.
Sunshine to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Much love to you all.